I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we look back at Saturday's action at the Knoxville Raceway. It was a later start due to track prep that took a little longer, but by the end of the night, the Duncans had the track in its usual racy self. Fastest in Pro Sprint's time trials was Matt Allen. He ran a lap of 17.404, with Casey Friedrichsen and A.J. Johnson winning heat races. In the 360s, Ryan Giles was fastest of 36 cars with a lap of 16.070, with Tasker Phillips, Timothy Smith, and Jack Anderson and Ben Brown winning heats. In the 410s, Austin McCara was fastest with a lap of 15.760, with Kelby Watt, Linton Jeffrey, and Chase Randall winning heats. After all the preliminaries were done, it was time to go A-Main racing. First up, the Pro Sprint, and after a few false starts due to yellow and red flags, Jay Kinder, who had not won in quite some time at the Knoxville Raceway, took command.
And Kinder will take the middle through one and two and then chop him off of the bottom of turn two. And that gives Kinder a chance to pull away a little bit down the backstretch. Three cars battling for third behind Allen. And moving up into that third position is A.J. Johnson.
Even though he was challenged on every restart, Kinder held on for his sixth career win at Knoxville.
And coming out of turn four to the flag stand, the double checkers wave for the 88 of Jay Kinder, heading back to victory lane at Knoxville Raceway.
After a rough start to the season, Kinder was about ready to head back to Missouri and race locally. But a win cures a lot of ills.
You stepped away from Knoxville Raceway, you came back here, and last week we had a conversation. I thought you were going to throw in the towel. It's been kind of a rough start, but man, this thing was flying tonight.
Yeah, after the first couple nights, I was ready to go back home and race 305 some more, but we changed some parts that Mike Mayberry actually told me to change, and I guess that was it. So the car's good. We won points back in 2014 up here, and I was really wanting to do it again, but after two DNFs, I don't know if it's going to happen, but if we can keep doing this, we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
The 360s had an interesting front row for the A-Main. Nathan Mills was on the pole, and Tyler Gronendijk was on the outside. And after several false starts due to more yellows and reds, Mills took advantage.
Full restart, Nathan Mills got a much better start. This big time benefited Nathan Mills.
Yeah.
Because he got a great start that time, and he's pulling away from the field down the backstretch as the early race leader. And as we finish up lap number one, it is Nathan Mills your leader, Tyler Gronendijk second, Clint Garner to third, Alex Hill is fourth.
Mills had to deal with more yellows and reds during the race and never got into lap traffic, and that may have been the key to the race, as Nathan Mills led all 18 laps to capture his first ever win at the Knoxville Raceway.
Mills got held up a little bit by Calderwood, now dealing with Ryan Levin at the back of the bat. Chase Randall just blew into second position. He got by Garner and Gronendijk. Fourth to second for Chase Randall.
Nathan Mills wins it, though.
And that's going to do it.
Mills, who nearly saw his career come to an end during a crash at the 360 Nationals 2 years ago, was glad to see the checkered flag.
No, I figured lap traffic would get tough, so I kind of was glad to see it. But on those restarts, I was afraid of the car going away a little bit, so I just pulled the wing back a little bit, and I was glad to have the clean air. Track was really juiced up, so I don't think anybody could probably get by me unless I mistake on my entries. That pretty much won it tonight.
The 410s have always provided excitement at the Knoxville Raceway, and Garrett Williamson, who knows a thing or two about running up front with heavy-hitting drivers at Knoxville, took off and looked to have it his way early on.
Garrett Williamson gets the jump on the outside this time, brings it down to the bottom of turn one, and Garrett Williamson the leader through turn one and two. Jamie Ball second. Here comes that 88, though, of Austin McCarl, building up that momentum up top. Austin McCarl hasn't got to Jamie Ball just yet. Jamie Ball now back on the tail tank of Williamson as they finish the first lap.
Williamson seemed to have a comfortable lead, but Aaron Reitzel was lurking, and the last couple of laps, he started to cut into Williamson's lead.
The white flag is out for your race leader, Garrett Williamson. Half mile to go for the 23 of Garrett Williamson.
Here comes Reitzel,
though, a last second charge. Through turn three, up top for Reitzel, side by side out of turn four. Drag race to the flag stand, and it is Garrett Williamson your winner by 0.087, 87 thousandths of a second.
Williamson finished on the podium in a World of Outlaws show at Knoxville last year, but this was his first Knoxville 410 victory.
Yeah, I heard him coming. I knew I got to traffic. I got through one good, and then I could hear him coming. I had figured he had to be through the middle because I'd been around the bottom really hard, and he had to have a good momentum to the bottom. So 3 and 4, I kind of just tried to be wide and slide myself, and coming off the X's, I could see him, so I just tried to be wide because I know he'd do the damn same thing to me. So try to protect, and this win is I've dreamed of this since a kid. And Kurt and Devin Fisher took a huge chance on me, built a whole race team, and gave me and Dennis Moore the keys and let us have at it. And I don't know if I could ever repay them enough for what they did for me and picking me up at a really low time. And they've stuck with me forever, or through a lot of ups and downs. And man, it's special to win at this place.
This Saturday is another weekly show of sprint cars live on KNIA. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.